Welcome back to Matt Quinn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to respond to Wisco Paul before we go to our next caller on the line. Wisco Paul made the good point of gun violence. And if you take a look at what happened over the last couple of days, how many of them were there around the country? You know, there were four of them at least. One of them was in Kenosha, one's in Indianapolis, and there were several others right on the same day. I think in the last month, there were 47 of them. So here's the deal. In Indianapolis, that guy, the Indiana red flag law got him. You know, he had mental issues, and he still went out and bought two rifles, assault rifles, and he went in and he killed eight people. The truth of the matter is submachine guns have been outlawed since the 1930s, and nobody utters a peep. An assault weapon, assault rifle, is more lethal than a submachine gun. What you do is you outlaw assault rifles. And then there are background checks and waiting periods for other weapons. It's as simple as that. We do, if you are a federally registered gun dealer, you have a background check requirement. But if you're Joe Blow that shows up in a parking lot at midnight and says, "Psst, I'm selling guns," and you sell assault rifles, nothing happens to you and there's no background check. The guy in Indianapolis could have gotten anything he wanted, and he did, and he did. It's got to change. The Republicans are not going to change simply because with their base, they lie and they say, "Oh, you want to take away your gun." No, we've already taken away your machine gun. The government's already taken away nuclear weapons from you, biological weapons, chemical weapons, bazookas, shoulder-held missile launchers. They don't want you hanging around an airport and shooting down domestic flights and foreign flights. And they've already taken away submachine guns. Assault rifles are submachine guns, period. They're more lethal. They should not take away, and they will never take away, handguns, rifles, that kind of thing. Shotguns, they shouldn't. That's it. And I think you just flat out and say that. And the Republican Party has done everything in its power, frankly, to vandalize this country, certainly for the last 20 years. Assault rifles were banned in the early 1990s. Joe Biden was the driving force behind that. Then Republicans got rid of the ban. If I'm surprised they don't want to legalize submachine guns. I'm surprised they don't want to legalize shoulder-held missile launchers. Tired of pussyfooting around on this. It's very simple. It's a line drawing thing. You don't have nuclear weapons? No. The individual can't have them, period. Can't have biological, can't have chemical, can't have submachine guns, missile launchers, and they should not have assault weapons. Period, end of story. And yes, there should be background checks for what people can lawfully buy, Wisco Paul. But a background check on an assault rifle. This guy got what he wanted. Because there isn't even that. And you're right that there should be background checks at least. Certainly in gun shows. Shut down gun shows. Make everybody buy it through licensed dealers. Going to the lines. Back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Congratulations. You're the third caller. And leave an address with Luke for your free T-shirt.
Matt, changing the direction a little bit. It's a tremendous topic, though. Obviously, it needs to be addressed. But did you notice the wonderful hire the business department at the university made last week? They hired a young man that was with Foxconn to the tune of $150,000 a year. The only thing I can figure out is maybe he explains the business model of Foxconn, how you can make a pledge they made and only give not even a percent of that pledge so far to the university system. It just galled me to see this in the paper last Wednesday or Thursday. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. If that's right. The business model we want to follow here, I'm not down with their hire.
Right, Dick, here's the deal. Foxconn originally made a large pledge. They said they would give it to the University of Wisconsin, and they reneged. They also reneged on far more serious things. They said they were going to create 13,000 jobs with an average wage of $53,000 a year, which is what sold everybody out in the first place, and they reneged. They said that they were going to make large screen TVs, and they reneged. Then they said they were going to make small screen for phones. They reneged. They said they were going to make electric cars. They reneged. They said they were going to make coffee machines, coffee roasters. They reneged on that. Then they said that they were simply going to be a consultancy to tell other people how to do business. They reneged on that. They bought buildings in Green Bay and Eau Claire and here in Milwaukee to make it look like they were spreading their action around the state. And these buildings basically were just either released to the people who had them before, and now some are going to be for sale. That was an easy thing to do to clean up an image. You buy a building, okay, but you own the building and then you sell it. Sometimes you make a profit on it. This whole thing, Dick, we got taken to the cleaners. People have got to understand something. They think they vote Republican because they think they know about business. Scott Walker doesn't know anything about business. Robin Voss doesn't know anything about business. Robin Voss has a popcorn business, and he also got a six-figure check from the government to help bail him out while he was complaining about the government giving checks. How bad is that? How bad is that? How bad is that? Okay. So when these guys see Foxconn, all they wanted, Trump, by the way, lathered them up. You know who was part of it was Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson, Paul Ryan, Trump, and Scott Walker all posed with shovels in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin. There's going to be almost $4.5 billion hit. So far, Mount Pleasant and Racine and everybody has sunk in about $1 billion. Just under, bonded over $900 million. Have you ever been to Racine County? Have you ever been to Mount Pleasant? Very fine people, very fine place. You think that their tax base can throw off $1 billion in debt service? I don't know if their whole tax base, I mean, how big is their tax base? They're not going to throw that off. They can't come up with that. And the deal is then the state has to do it. That's, by the way, the state is you. The state is me. The Republican Party cannot be trusted with money. You know, the UW, I don't care who they hire. I mean, the point of the matter is Foxconn is toxic. Foxconn, I've advocated this before. The government, the Wisconsin government should sue them for breach of contract. They're sitting there. They absorbed almost $1 billion in public investment. And we didn't get jack. We didn't get squat. And a lot of the road money that went down there should have been distributed around the state. You know, I have a feeling Green Bay can use a little roads work, you think, or Eau Claire or Wausau or Madison maybe or Milwaukee. You know, you think, or Ladysmith or Superior or Platteville. Probably could use some roads. That money went down there because of Foxconn. Guys get thrown out of their house. Go to a guy, you got to give your house to this Chinese company. He goes, no, I mean, I like the house. My kids like the school. Too bad. Well, I can't afford another house. I mean, I can't. They grabbed his house and they tore it down and nothing happened. So, but no one cares in the Republican Party, apparently. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Go to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. She ran.